Your station just spent weeks creating a beautiful local guide. So why isn't this amazing content on your website? You know, every year I see radio stations putting an impressive amount of work into seasonal publications. You know the ones I'm talking about, seasonal gardening guides, summer boating guides, football, preview guides. Those are big right now for the fall, holiday shopping guides. In one market, there's even a guide for farm tractors and, farming and implements and stuff like that. There's all kinds of different applications out there that the guide falls into. And it's really, really great for the radio station. Salespeople sell sponsorships within these guides. Somebody goes out, gathers all the information, and a designer most likely takes everything and puts it all together and makes it look great. And then thousands of copies get printed and distributed around town. Sometimes these are actually printed, and then sometimes they're just really, PDFs, and sometimes there are both. Every time I see one of these, I find myself wondering the same thing. Why isn't all of this content, this great stuff that is packed in this guide, why is it not on the station website? The station website doesn't look even near this quality. And why are they putting all of this, work and focus into this guide when their station website kind of falls to the wayside? Now, I don't mean uploading a finished magazine or a PDF and putting all of those one flip viewers on the website. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not putting this content on the website. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, actually taking all of that useful local information and building it into actual section of your website where people can find it, search it, share it, come back to it long after the printed copies have all disappeared. Some of these seasonal guides contain more original local content than the station website gets in months. Then we deliberately give that content an expiration date whenever that season is over. Now, I don't have anything against the printed guides. Please, we used to do those back in Clear Channel. I've designed several years of those way back in the day, so I get it. In fact, I think there's some really good reasons to keep doing it. I'm not saying don't do that at all. I'm just saying, people still like picking up a little something that they can flip through, especially when it contains local information, coupons, special offers, that sort of thing. Advertisers, they understand the product. Salespeople know how to go out and sell it. And it's a really well-produced guide. It can make the station look very, very good in the community. So please don't think that I'm hating on these guides. I do think that there's a great place for them. What I don't understand is why print and the website are often treated as completely, they're just two different things. Let's say your station produces a spring home and garden guide every year. You may spend months gathering information about gardening, landscaping, home improvement, lawn care, local businesses, and that sort of thing. Then spring ends, the guides disappear, and next year everybody has to just start the process all over again. What if the station had a permanent home heart for their home and garden section on their website instead? Now you have somewhere to put all that information throughout the year, and an article about when to plant tomatoes in your area doesn't, stop being useful once the printed guide is gone. Neither does that information about lawn care, landscaping, pest control, preparing your home for severe weather, or, finding local businesses that provide these actual services. Some of that information may need to be, updated occasionally, sure, but that's a lot different than starting over each and every year. When next spring rolls around, you're no longer, trying to invent a seasonal product from scratch again. You're going to use the template from last year and maybe tweak a few things, and some of those bones will still be there, but really, for the most part, you are starting over again. Instead, you've already built one. It's on your website, and it's there. You have a collection of useful local content that's been growing all year that you can take the best of and include it. You can make a spring home and garden special edition just from the content that you've already been accumulating throughout the year. The same idea works for a summer boating guide. If boating is a large part of life in your community, why wouldn't that information exist on your website instead of just for a few weeks in the summer. Build a permanent boating section on your website. Include all the information about the local lakes and boat ramps and marinas and fishing and boating safety events and whatever else makes sense for your area. Update it as things change and then add to it as you have new ideas. Your summer boating guide becomes a special edition of something that already exists. Now, fall football, it might be even a better example, and I'm seeing a lot of these pop up right now. Stations put a tremendous amount of work into football previews every year. The rosters, the schedules, the coaches this year, stadium information, photos, interviews, predictions, they all get assembled into a beautiful publication. Meanwhile, people are searching right now, all season, for those schedules and scores and stadium information and playoff info and everything else connected to those teams. They're not able to find it if it's tucked inside some sort of printed that they need to go download into a PDF, because search doesn't look inside of PDFs. All right. So it can't, bring up something that's printed on your desktop. That's exactly the kind of local information that I want to see on every station website. Holiday shopping is another one. Instead of building a Christmas shopping guide in November and throwing the whole idea away after Christmas, perhaps the station should have a permanent local shopping section on their website. Christmas just becomes one special edition, something of something that's useful throughout the year. Mother's Day coming up, you already have somewhere to have as a local gift guide. Father's Day, same thing. Back to school shopping, Valentine's Day, graduation. You aren't creating something, a brand new digital product every single time. You're really adding to the one you've already built. This is where I think radio stations can sometimes overlook one of the biggest advantages of their website. A good website accumulates value constantly. Every useful page you add becomes another reason that someone might discover the station whenever they're not even searching for radio or your format or your DJs or something that they heard on the radio. It becomes something that they can link to in a social media, something that you can include in a newsletter, send through the mobile app, talk about on air. Search engines can find it. Not if it's going to be embedded in a PDF, though. AI search tools, they can potentially use that information when somebody asks about a local question. Where are the best places for me to put my boat in this summer or whatever? Boom, there's your station website. Other stations can link, or other websites can link to it. Most importantly, your listeners can come back to it again and again and again, long after any one of these seasons are gone. A printed publication, it just does not work that way. It has a distribution date, it eventually disappears, and that's not necessarily a weakness, it's just a simple nature of the product. So you use that to your advantage. Instead of making the printed guide an exact duplicate of what's online, give people a reason to pick it up. Maybe the printed version includes coupons, participating advertisers. Maybe there's special deals inside. Maybe a checklist, someone that wants to print out and put on their refrigerator or something like that. A local map, calendar, contest information, something else that can be genuinely useful to have in your hand. Then inside the guide, use QR codes and short URLs throughout the publication to send people back to the website. Now, print is driving website traffic. The website is doing the same thing in reverse, promoting the special printed edition online and telling people where they can go pick it up. It's just that loop of one thing, marketing to the other and promoting the other, and just round and round and round. Suddenly, these two aren't competing against each other. They're working together. That's also another sales opportunity here, and I think that's pretty hard to ignore. If a local garden center is willing to sponsor a page in your spring gardening guide, why wouldn't they be interested in appearing in the home and garden section of your website throughout the entire year? If a boat dealer buys into the summer boating guide, that advertiser is going to be a pretty natural fit for a boating section on your website. Instead of selling an advertiser for a few weeks of exposure and then starting from zero next year, you've created a local content category around something that the advertiser already clearly cares about. And so that doesn't mean an ad runs forever because someone bought a print ad one time. It means that you've created another piece of digital inventory that your salespeople can actually sell. And because they get the print concept, they can get the online concept more easily as well. So there's even a bigger benefit that really has nothing to do with advertising. You're building a better local website. Keep coming back to the local content, evergreen content, and that sort of thing. One of the things that I talk about constantly is giving listeners reasons to return to your website often. And that's difficult to do if most of what you're publishing disappears a little bit down the homepage after a couple of days, because that's more than likely where the link to this PDF is going to be located, somewhere on your homepage, right? Well, useful local resources behave a lot differently. Someone might bookmark your high school football section. A family might return to the events section every weekend. A boater might be using your lake information throughout the entire summer. A homeowner might find one of your gardening articles throughout Google sometime in the next 2 years of search, years after you've published it. That's what I'm talking about, all right? So that's a very, very different relationship than hoping someone just happens to click on a story from Facebook. And none of this means that you have to create twice as much content either. And so I know that's what you're probably thinking, oh gosh, now I got to come up with content all throughout the year rather than just 2 weeks. And that's probably the part I want to emphasize the most, that I'm suggesting that stations get more mileage out of the work that you're already doing. If someone is already researching for an article, interviewing the local expert, gathering the schedules, taking the pictures and writing the copy, use it everywhere that it makes sense. Put that information on your website. Pull parts of it out for the printed guide. Talk about it on air. Include it in your newsletter. Send the best pieces through the app. Share individual articles on social media. Then update the useful pieces next year instead of throwing everything away and starting over again. Perhaps you do some analytics throughout the year of your best articles that have gotten the most traffic, and those are the ones that go into the guides. I mean, we spend a lot of time in radio talking about doing more with less. This is one of those rare situations where that phrase actually applies. You've already, paid for the content. You've already done the work. You've already convinced advertisers that there's value in that. Don't just build a beautiful local resource, print it, distribute it, and then 3 weeks later, it's all gone. Take that seasonal content that you're already creating and give it a permanent home on your website. The next season, you don't have to start over. Build on what you already have. Hey, if you don't have this kind of website that makes it easy to incorporate this content, it might be time to reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Reach out to us there. We'd love to help you build a website that brings more of this traffic in throughout the year. Hopefully this information has helped you. If it has, please like and subscribe. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.